with Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, customizing the strategy of your retirement plan is just one of his goals. With Lance Gilman and Northern Alliance Financial, there's so much more. It's a custom approach in taking the time to get to know you, to get to know your unique financial situation. Most importantly, finding out your retirement goals. That information is critical in creating your retirement plan. This involves building income for your retirement and proper protection with proactive tax strategies, long-term care and out-of-pocket health care protection, and knowing your legacy wishes. Building your retirement, and it never hurts to get that human touch. Holistic and customized retirement planning. It means so much. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
A recent Quinnipiac University poll highlighted some of the biggest personal financial concerns folks have been experiencing. We dive into the particulars and share strategies that can help spare you the stress. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Joining me today is Jeremy Bernard. Jeremy's been helping folks for a good long while, getting to and through retirement, a key member of the team at Northern Alliance Financial, nafinancialadvisors.com. And so, Jeremy, how's things? What's going on?
Oh, my gosh. Everything's going great. Just enjoying the beautiful weather here in good old Maine. It's finally turning a corner, and it's beautiful almost every single day.
That's nice, huh?
Just trying to spend as much time out there as possible.
Well, yeah, that's the whole idea, that the season isn't that long, right?
No, it's certainly not. Certainly, there are parts of our state. I'm from the county, and so up in the county, it's even shorter. So I'm grateful to be down in the southern Maine area, certainly working and enjoying all the wonderful fruits that the state of Maine has to offer.
All right. Well, that makes sense. And so let's talk about this. A Quinnipiac University poll, the top financial concerns facing Americans today. If you're under 65, retirement, 25% said it was their biggest worry. And if you're over 65, is 26% said they were anxious about retirement. Well, there you go. I mean, so just from a fact standpoint, the poll surveyed 1,800 adults from across the political spectrum. Among all respondents, 22% reported that inflation, higher interest rates, and other economic factors have led them to reevaluate when and if they'll be able to retire. Is that something that you hear, Jeremy? I mean, is that something that you've heard folks say, hey, I got to rethink this?
Oh my gosh. Unfortunately, it feels like it's a daily experience for us. If it's not one thing, it's the other. You know, that it just seems like it's a constant flow of bad news these days. And sometimes it feels like, you know, I sit with people and I listen to them and I hear their stories and hear their struggles. And I swear, sometimes it just, you know, it feels like the world is going to open up and swallow us all. And
I understand. So, yeah.
I mean, it seems like it's a constant thing. And a good question that always comes to my mind is, you know, is this something new or is this the way it's always been? And I think there's probably some, you know, probably both parts of that equation are true.
Some of this
is kind of new territory, but it's probably more of the same. We just are aware of it in a different way, perhaps. You know, I think people 25 years ago were just as concerned as they are today about retirement. And, you know, there were times in our past where inflation was worse than what we're experiencing now. And, you know, so a lot of these things, I don't think they're new necessarily. Maybe there's a new awareness or just a new generational awareness of these situations. And it does feel scarier. But I wonder if that's, you know, maybe we can, there's so much information out there and it's, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like it's too much information. It's too overwhelming. It's too confusing. I don't think it's new, and it's something we need to pay attention to be sure.
Well, I mean, again, I think the sentiment is certainly a lot of us are feeling it. Let's check in with Danny Moses. He is an investor. You probably remember him, or perhaps you don't, but he attained national acclaim following the release of The Big Short. He was one of the people. Joined Fast Money on CNBC, sharing his opinion about the Federal Reserve and why he believes the stakes are higher than ever for consumers.
I mean, they're just, you know, they're certainly going to pause at some point. But why would they pause? Is it because inflation's coming down or things just are stuck in the mud? I think it's probably a combination of both. I think we've seen peak inflation, but I don't know what they can do. They're unwinding an $8 to $9 trillion balance sheet here. So I tell people this is a little bit of the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. It's all kind of mixed in, but there is no precedent for what we are seeing right now. And look what has already happened with the Fed having done very little. I mean, already the builders have gotten hit. You see what's going on in that sector. So the consumer's starting to feel it. And with savings rates where they are right now, where they've dropped, there's not a lot of margin for error here on the consumer side.
Well, I would agree with that. He pretty much laid it out, didn't he?
Yeah, it's a little scary when you think about it in those terms, to be sure. What frightens me on top of all that, of course, is the sentiment, too, that people are getting a good deal from the banks right now, with bank CD rates being what they are. People need to be aware that it's still not keeping up with the rate of inflation if you're getting a 4.5% CD. And then also, it's going to be short term for sure. CDs aren't the answer to anybody's woes just because they're paying better than they've paid in a while. These are all really short term kind of interest rates that are existing for us. And even as high as they are, it's only high in relation to where we've been.
Of course.
It's not high in relation to inflation still.
Right.
So, yeah, there's a lot of scary things out there. And this guy is obviously extremely articulate. He's been here, seen things. And Federal Reserve, I mean, they've got their one silver bullet, and they're using it, and it's raising interest rates and cooling down inflation. It's interesting to see what how the chips fall thereafter, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And, here's an interesting stat, too, that among respondents of this same survey, 50 to 64 years old, 32% said they've already delayed their retirement plan. And when someone comes in and says, I've got to delay this thing, how do you handle that? How do you walk them through that process and help them rebuild their confidence?
Yeah, I love this question. Hopefully people aren't making that decision just kind of out of the blue, or shooting from the hip, so to speak, on whether or not they're going to retire or keep working. Because all of these things that we're talking about, if it's, interest rates, if it's bank CDs, if it's 401ks, whatever it is, it's a number. And if it's a number, then we can measure it and we can monitor it. And it's not my opinion that we have to think about, or your opinion, Steve, about whether or not somebody should retire. Let's see what the math has to say about your situation.
Yeah, that's a great way to say that, too, Jeremy. I mean, the math doesn't lie, and I love that you said that.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it, for sure. The math does not lie. It tells a really important story. And even for myself, because at this point, I should go through. I'll bet you I've done, I wouldn't be surprised if it's close to 1,500, maybe 2,000 written retirement plans, which means I put the math behind people's retirement plans. I like to, before I sit down with somebody, I look at the numbers and I just kind of in my own mind, I'm like, all right, what's the situation going to be like? It's still surprising to me after all of those times of doing it that I don't always get it right, even in my own mind. You'd think after 1,500 or 2,000 times of looking at Social Security, looking at somebody's 401k, looking at their rental income, whatever a situation is, you think I'd be able to get a sense of it. But every situation is so unique, and the tiniest little detail can really make a difference. So even with my experience of daily meeting with people and putting the math behind their situation, I can't even shoot from the hip. I can't just look at a situation and know what's going to happen. The math is, there's just complexities that we can't know about until we spreadsheet this out and really take that analytical approach to your retirement.
833-856-1384 is the number to call if you'd like to get a head start. So this one statistic, I mean, we've heard these kinds of things before. 52% of the respondents said they'd find it either very difficult or somewhat difficult to find $1,000 in cash to pay for an unexpected expense. That that seems kind of scary to me. And what it does is drive the point home how important that emergency fund is. Because, yeah, I mean, for me, it became very apparent when COVID hit.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You're right. And you never know when. I mean, this seemed like a time where, you know, there were things that were off limits that would never happen, you know, in America. I think COVID, you know, and the shutting down of basically the economy in the world kind of goes to show that, listen, nothing's impossible. Anything could happen. And there's some basic necessities that people need to have in place just in case the craziest of crazy things happens. I hope we never go through another COVID situation, of course, but there's going to be other situations that arise where you're going to need some cash on hand or some other sort of resource. There's been other studies too that show how limited food supplies people have in their homes.
Right.
You know, that's another example of just having, you know, just a real, you know, sense of preparedness just in case something crazy goes on. And of course, I'm not talking about, you know, stockpiling crates of food in your basement or anything like that, or, you know, having hundreds of ounces of silver in the basement or anything like that, but right. Just some reasonable steps, some cash on hand in case, you know, the ATMs aren't working or whatever sort of situation.
Yeah.
You know, you can still go to the gas station and fill up your tank.
Yep.
You know, some of those things just make sense. And even if those kind of situations never arise that you need to take advantage of this emergency preparedness, it just adds a sense of peace and calm. I just think in the background, knowing that you're ready.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Here's another one. 42% of those surveyed said they have less in their savings than they did a year ago. Well, that doesn't surprise me at all. But again, here's the thing. We're up against the clock, Jeremy, and we need to take a quick break. Let's go ahead and invite folks to call, and we'll be right back.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, that sounds fantastic. Here's an opportunity, folks, to review your individual circumstances. No cost, no obligation. Just give us a call. It's 833-856-1384. Find out how much risk you're taking. Are there any red flags that could be potential problems for you down the line? Do you really know how much you're paying in fees or commissions? What about tax liabilities? And of course, you want to have a retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits. Jeremy and the team are there for you. Take advantage of this complimentary opportunity. Just call us 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384. We are going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and continue our conversation right here on Financial Safari with Jeremy Bernard.
Planning for retirement is certainly about money, but there's much more to it. A new study says the emotional side of retirement planning can be a little intimidating for some. When we come back, we'll look at both the financial side and the emotional side.
How's the market doing?
It's fine.
How's the market doing now?
The same as it was 5 seconds ago.
Stop worrying about market volatility. A good retirement plan will keep you from panicking. Get that solid retirement plan with lifetime income and protection from retirement pitfalls. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
Grandpa, how come you don't have to go to work anymore?
Oh, well, that's because I was smart and got the help I needed to get a retirement plan together. I met with a professional who took all that money I'd saved and all those investments and turned it into, well, You know what a paycheck is, right? Well, they built a retirement paycheck. That's why I don't have to work. Living the good life. Your grandma's going to be fine, too.
I want to be like you. I'm going to do that, too.
The proper growth, protection, and income strategies. Vital for your retirement. Talk to a professional about the best custom strategies for you and your retirement. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384. Lance Gilman, Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
We are back on Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and Jeremy Bernard is here. Jeremy is with, he is a fiduciary independent with Northern Alliance Financial, NAFinancialAdvisors.com. And so, Jeremy, this is something, this whole show, I mean, this whole, I think, multiple segments here, we're talking a lot about what people are thinking and feeling, and just based on studies that we found, we're going to dig into one now by Capital One, saying that the topic of retirement planning is emotionally charged and overwhelming for a lot of people. I would guess you would say that's true, huh, Jeremy?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. I mean, interestingly enough, before I became a financial advisor, I was a counselor as my first career. I worked for the state of Maine, and I sometimes I joke and I say, you know, I thought I was a counselor before. But when I got into finances and financial advising, then I really was a counselor. It's unfortunately, and I hate to say this out loud, and you know, I want to sit here and say, coming to retirement is an amazing opportunity. It's a wonderful point in life, and everybody should be rejoicing and celebrating. And there's truth to that, to be sure. Mm-hmm. But try telling that to somebody who's approaching retirement, because it feels, for most people anyway, it feels anything but that.
Oh, yeah.
It feels scary. It feels terrifying. There's all kinds of talk about penalties and, you know, taxes and making mistakes. I mean, at a time when you're, you know, you put your time in, you put your effort in, you check the clock and, did everything you needed to do, put in those 8-hour days forever and ever. And come into retirement, you just want it to be different, and, you know, sail off into the sunset.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's time for a different kind of work to take place. And that can be scary, and that can be confusing. And that's one of the reasons why we do so much education all throughout the state of Maine, both in person, on the television, and of course, through these radio shows. It's education focused first, which is hopefully going to help people avoid some of the unnecessary emotions, especially any kind of emotions like shame, financial shame or guilt. You know, I woulda, shoulda, man, Jeremy, if I had met with you earlier, man, I wouldn't have made that dumb mistake, or, you know, all this negative self-talk that some people do.
Sure.
It's heartbreaking at times, honestly. And so we do what we can to help people process those emotions, not ignore them, pay attention to them, state them, and hopefully help them understand they're not alone. And that there's a lot more that we need to do as a country to educate and to resolve a lot of these negative emotions for people.
Absolutely. And again, on that note, the Capital One survey showed 77% of Americans report feeling anxious about their financial situation. 58% feel their finances control their lives, and 52% have difficulty controlling their money-related worries. Translate that, 29% of Americans have a financial plan. A lot of folks have accounts, but not everyone has a financial plan. That's where you come in, Jeremy, you know, to help that. I mean, 77% anxious about their financial situation. Yeah, I think we all are.
Yeah.
I don't care how much money you got, right?
It does not matter.
Yeah.
For sure. The finances, as they get larger, sometimes I worry, or I think that the emotions get bigger, honestly. And again, that's, you know, all these numbers we're talking about. I mentioned earlier that I've done probably 1,500 written retirement plans, where we put pen to paper, the math behind people's retirement plan. And I want to say there's only been, because it stuck out in my mind, there's only been one occasion where somebody that came to me with any kind of anxiety or concerns about their retirement, what that was going to look like from an income standpoint. This one person, she just But there was no relief from the plan whatsoever. And despite how many times we looked at it and analyzed it, there was just something else going on for her. But for the overwhelming majority of people that I meet with, it's not that, you know, getting this written retirement plan in place is going to alleviate all of that stress or all of that concern. But like a lot of things that we're scared of, just the, just the not addressing it, first of all, it doesn't help. And second of all, sometimes the issues or the challenges are nowhere near as big as we've built them up in our own mind.
Of course. I think that's often the case, Jeremy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's true in other areas of our life, to be sure.
Right.
I mean, a lot of my clients know this by training in jiu-jitsu, and I just got a new belt. I went from white belt to blue belt.
Nice.
And I'm super scared about like testing for the next belt because then I have to be able to take a punch.
Yeah.
but many people that I considered close friends, they've gone through it. I'm going to go through it. But the fear of taking a punch is probably going to be way worse than the reality. And so I'm training now, thankfully, and getting ready for it. But yeah, the fear of something is often not the idea of a thing. And if we're afraid of it, sometimes the reality is nowhere near as extreme as, as the possibility. So we can alleviate that for people.
I would hope so. And I think you do. Yeah. And I think one of the things that people realize is working with an independent fiduciary advisor and a firm that is a fiduciary independent. I mean, that to me is a real confidence builder. I mean, the collective experience that you guys have at NA is amazing. I mean, you know, you bring a world of knowledge to helping folks get to and through retirement. And I know one of the things that you guys do as well is that there's no one person making all the decisions in terms of putting the plan together. You share that information with folks that you're working with other advisors, make sure that it's right, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, the collaboration and the collaborative approach that we take at Northern Alliance is one of the reasons I'm so happy to be here. Before I joined Northern Alliance, I was a solo practice, and that's fine and good. There's a lot, I helped a lot of people and all that, but you know, the combined efforts of the different trainings that we go to and the different scenarios that we run into, every Monday morning we do team meetings and everybody's, shares what their week is like, anything interesting that popped up, any new training, any new idea, the resources that we share as a team is just, it's feels like a constant kind of stream of information coming in, and we're all learning from each other. That synergy that exists between people at times. There's four advisors right now. We're hiring for another position as well, but it's such a great team, and the whole focus is just helping people stay retired or achieve their retirement goals, whatever that might be. And it's a constantly shifting paradigm, or landscape, if you will, that it does take a team, it takes a whole group of people to stay on top of it. Sometimes there are tons of changes that come through and we spend even more time processing together, kicking ideas around, throwing out different scenarios amongst ourselves and kind of troubleshooting it together. And other times it's just kind of drips and drabs and, we take all those as they come, and it's great. The team is so amazing. I'm very confident that we do the absolute best possible to make sure our clients are protected in all ways through all stages of their retirement plan.
833-856-1384. One of the stats here, 58% of those surveyed feel that finances control their lives. We shouldn't let that, that shouldn't be it. I mean, we should control our finances. I mean, we're in charge. The money's not in charge.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, having that loss of control in any area of our life is disconcerting. It's less than ideal and it causes a tremendous amount of anxiety. Feeling out of control in our healthcare or feeling out of control in our finances, man, that is just not ideal. It's breeding ground for all kinds of negativity. And there's plenty of negativity out there. So if we can maintain that sense of control in any way possible, by all means, the better. It's definitely we want to focus on that, help people feel confident. One of the things that's, we use or we do for our clients all the time is we're just a sounding board. I had a client call me just this past Friday, and she just was really concerned. There's lots of things that are going on right now. The debt ceiling is a big one. I'm really concerned about that. And so we spent 15, 20 minutes talking about a couple of different topics that she's concerned about. Nothing definitive, because these things, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with the economy. I don't know all these things. But sometimes just talking about things that are concerning to us, speaking those voices that are in our head out loud, just that action of sharing it with another person out loud, oftentimes can really alleviate a lot of that stress and a lot of those concerns. The power of speech is just amazing that way. And we can help ourselves just by being open and listening and sharing and speaking. And I know as a guy, you know, for whatever it is, for whatever that's worth,
yeah,
you know, it's not always the easiest to share emotions and when I'm concerned about things. But that's what we're here too, to help with. You know, we're, like I mentioned earlier, I'm a trained counselor, and you know, all of us at Northern Alliance, we've been doing this long enough. I mean, our listening skills and our compassion, it's just through the roof. Mm-hmm. We're not counselors, but I bet we could make darn good ones.
I'll bet you could too. I bet you could too. Well, on that note, Jeremy, let's put a wrap on this segment and head off to take a quick break, but we'll invite folks to call in the meantime.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, that sounds fantastic. Here's an opportunity, folks, to review your individual circumstances. No cost, no obligation. Just give us a call. It's 833-856-1384. Find out how much risk you're taking. Are there any red flags that could be potential problems for you down the line? Do you really know how much you're paying in fees or commissions? What about tax liabilities? And of course, you want to have a retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits. Jeremy and the team are there for you. Take advantage of this complimentary opportunity. Just call us 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384. We are going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and continue our conversation right here on Financial Safari with Jeremy Barnard.
If you've been a good saver, that's fantastic. You've done half the job. The other half comes when it's time to use the money that you've saved all those years. Working with your advisor can really help cement your plan and create the right distribution strategies.
This is such a blow to invest. You know what? Right now, breaking news in your stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Lance Gilman and the team at Northern Alliance Financial at 833-856-1384. Again, that's 833-856-1384.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Financial Safari continues. Jeremy Barnard is here. Jeremy is with the Northern Alliance Financial, NAFinancialAdvisors.com. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, having a feisty conversation today. I'll just say that. We covered some ground, and let's see if we can jump back in. And like you said, you've been a good saver. And like you said, that's half the job, I guess, huh? I mean,
gosh, yeah, it's never easy to save. And certainly these days, inflation being what it is, saving is getting harder and harder, it feels like. More and more of our money is going toward just basic necessities. So,
sure.
you know, if you're able to save and you've done a good job saving coming to retirement, that's a lot to be celebrated, to be sure.
One of the things that we talk about as you put these plans together, we talk about that income, and we want guaranteed income. And I know that's a big word, but part of that process involves creating a floor. In other words, we've got a spot where we can't go lower than this.
Yeah. And I want to focus on the word you just used there, Steve, guaranteed.
Right.
A lot of people don't think about guarantees much these days, because what is guaranteed? Except for, what is it, death and taxes?
Yes,
the only guarantee?
Indeed. Mm-hmm.
For sure. But, you know, there are guarantees that we can focus on in retirement. You know, Social Security, as much as a guarantee can be, is a wonderful guaranteed paycheck every single month. And people don't necessarily know, but you can create other guaranteed incomes for themselves. There are financial products and tools out there that they can take advantage of with those savings that they've done throughout all the years, either at work or in the bank or whatever sort of savings you might have.
Mm-hmm.
We can turn those into income. We can set all kinds of guarantees. We can, you know, really have your money do almost exactly what you want it to do in a lot of situations. Or at least do, you know, have a lot of guarantees that people never thought would be possible. We can set a lot of that stuff in motion. So I think it's a great thing to think about. Who doesn't want a guarantee these days, right?
Exactly. And I mean, again,
I'll take a bunch.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you think about a guaranteed income, Social Security is a great example of an annuity that is guaranteed income. I mean, that's really what it is.
It's 100% what it is. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people, you just use the A word,
I know.
The annuity word. And you know, a lot of people listening to this program might not like that word, annuity. And I just like what you did. I'd like to point them back to Social Security and be like, well, do you like Social Security? Because that is exactly what an annuity is. You pay in a certain amount over the course of your lifetime, and then you get paid out as long as you're alive, you get paid out a certain amount, and their cost of living increases and this sort of thing. That is what an annuity is in its basic sense. And it's, you know, we talk about this too all the time, but then it's based on a form of, you know, financial principle that's been around for thousands of years. So there's a lot good about annuities, a lot good about guarantees. Another way I like to think about these guarantees, or, you know, that you mentioned the word floor
right.
in retirement. I like to think about it in terms of paychecks and playchecks, to borrow some terminology from Tom Hegna, a national speaker. He talks about paychecks being everything you need to keep lights on, food in the fridge, and taxes paid. And if possible, getting that kind of paycheck in a guaranteed situation for yourself is so ideal. If you never have to think about paying taxes or putting food in the fridge or paying for medication, those sorts of things, because all that is just guaranteed income on top of Social Security, I personally consider people to be wealthy Americans in that situation.
Sure.
It's kind of my barometer, if you will. It's a starting point to the conversation of wealth. If you never have to think about those things, man, that's a lot these days in America. So certainly paychecks are really important to get in a guaranteed place. And then we also like to have playchecks in retirement as well. So paychecks make all the important things, the day-to-day things happen. But of course, hopefully there's playchecks available so that people can kind of do those dream ideas or dream goals that they've had throughout their lives and that they are planning for retirement.
Well, that's part of a conversation that you have with folks as you begin to put their plan together based on what they have, what they've saved, what they want to do, what their desires are in retirement. And you create essentially buckets to, you know, put that money in, you know, because our money, you just said, our money needs to work. We need to give that money a job, and because it's got a return to me.
Yeah, exactly. We worked hard for our money. We got to make sure our money works hard for us in retirement, you know, and adding those buckets. And I, you know, hopefully helping people just strategize and making plans for retirement. You know, and the more buckets we have, the more diversity we have in our portfolios and in our, in all of our cash assets, whatever it might be, you know, help people really live out those dreams and those goals in a much more predictable and a controlled way. You know, if we can predict income, if we can predict asset values, it means we can control them and really use them to our advantage. And
sure,
it's really, I mean, it sounds dry and it sounds boring, but it's super exciting. You know, when you get down to brass tacks and you're having these conversations with people about, you know, maybe they want to buy a fifth wheel or some sort of RV situation and strategizing the best way to make that happen. It's really, it's an engaging conversation. Once we have a baseline understanding of where people are at in their retirement plan, then we really get to build those goals and those dreams in. And I just love being a part of it. It's super interesting, super exciting. And I kind of feel like I'm a, you know, sometimes a wish granter sometimes,
dream granter.
It's that's helping wonderful. People do it for themselves, you know, when they, especially when people don't think they can do it, to show them a way that they can achieve these goals and these, you know, these dreams of theirs. It's just such a neat opportunity. It's such a privilege to journey with people this way. I love it.
Well, and again, you get those conversations going where once you get all of your necessities taken care of, you know, like you just described, the paycheck. We've got to have that. We've got to make sure that happens. That has to happen every month. We need to cover those expenses. But again, for you know, from your standpoint, I can see where it would be fun to, all right, let's start making the playchecks. What do you want to do? Let's see if we can make it happen.
Yeah, exactly. It gets exciting and it gets fun. And,
absolutely.
You know, hopefully helping people like expand their own horizons. You know, maybe some people, unfortunately, are so focused on the day to day, and I get it. You know, work is stressful sometimes and just, you know, the daily grind of things. But it is important to kind of, you know, if you will, pick your head up and take a look in the horizon and see what's coming. And that's what I get to help people focus on and, you know, and plan on. And, you know, a lot of times it's a good situation for sure.
So when we talk about saving for retirement and now it comes time to decumulate, we've done so good job accumulating, we got to decumulate. And how do we know what money to take from what what bucket of money or what pocket of money, whatever it might be? How do we do that? How do you do that?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, and we talked about being diverse in your portfolios and your asset classes and all that stuff. And it's really good, really important. From a tax perspective, hopefully you're nice and diverse as well. But then it is that question of, well, which money do I use first? Do I use my bank money? Do I use my 401k? You know, what about my mattress fund that some people have? Maybe there's Roth IRA funds. There could be a lot of different types of accounts that people are bringing to retirement, and hopefully that's the case. If not, we'll work on that and create that in retirement. But again, yeah, when you get down to it, which money should I spend? It's actually a more complicated question than you'd think. It seems kind of straightforward. It seems pretty easy. But it really does depend on people's situation. I was just working with a client and, you know, man, there was, it's hard to describe the complexities of this portfolio and the situation, but, they're building a house right now and costs, unfortunately, are going way over with their estimates. And they have exactly that. They have 401k money, they have Roth money, and they have bank money, and they need another $250,000, if you can believe it.
How do you materialize that?
A lot of different things happened. One of the things, they were deciding to be their own general contractors, and you know, that's a different challenge there. There's skills there.
Well, but I mean, how do you create a $250,000? That's what I'm asking.
Yo, sorry. Yeah, exactly. and so the question was, do you take money out of the Roth IRA, which is such a, in my opinion, it's such a precious account. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's tax-free now and it's tax-free forever. And, you know, we're trying to preserve it, trying not to use the Roth IRA. But in their situation, if they took more money out of either the bank or their IRAs, they were already jumping into extremely high tax brackets. So, yeah, the decision did come down to use the majority of their Roth IRA money to pay for their house. They'll be debt-free house-wise after this, which is great. It is unfortunate, you know, that's going to take up their entirety of their Roth IRA, but that's what it was for.
Exactly.
They're not going to jump into new tax brackets. They're not going to have any kind of increases on their Medicare costs and things like that.
Well, then you said they'll be debt-free once they get in the house. I mean, how much better could it be?
Yeah, exactly. And in their overall portfolio, obviously $250,000 is not insignificant, but for them, it's going to work out just fine.
All
and
right.
Again, we helped them identify that the Roth was the best place.
833-856-1384. That's the number to call, folks. In fact, Jeremy, let's go ahead and invite folks to call right now and fill up that calendar.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's that's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, that sounds fantastic, folks. It's a great way for you to review your own individual circumstances with no cost and no obligation. Just find out how much risk you are taking. Are there any red flags that could be a potential problem for you down the line? Do you really know how much you're paying in fees or commissions? Well, tax liabilities, yes. What about a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security? I've only scratched the surface of what the team at Northern Alliance Financial can help you do. Jeremy's there for you. Just give him a call right now, 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384. We are going to take a quick break. We've got lots to talk about when we come back here on Financial Safari with Jeremy Bernard.
Questions are next. We'll be right back.
In life, there are defining moments.
You may kiss the bride.
You got the job, buddy!
Retirement is one of those standout, exhilarating times.
Carpe diem. Seize the day.
Meet at no cost with our local independent team who are here to help coach you along this journey. Call Lance Gilman, 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384.
Back on Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Jeremy Bernard is here. Jeremy's been helping folks for a good long while getting to and through retirement. And that is, again, obviously your passion, Jeremy. And one of the things that certainly comes through loud and clear is your desire to teach, your desire to just, you know, hey, we can do this thing. And the more you know, the better.
Yeah, absolutely. Education is everything for us. It's our primary focus at Northern Alliance Financial. You know, we do a variety of workshops. In fact, I've got one tonight that I'm going to in Wilton.
Okay.
We're focusing on Social Security and retirement planning, 100% complimentary, never any cost to attend these things. This is such foundational and important information, and it's definitely our focus. I love it.
Well, and again, the seminars that you do, did you say it was a Social Security workshop?
Yes.
Yeah, yep. Okay. And so that's something that obviously has to be revised on an annual, even a semi-annual basis. So obviously you guys are up to date. You've got the latest information, the number of ways that we can, you know, strategically put together a plan. I mean, that in and of itself is really a great tool for us to just learn about.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all the training is ongoing, right? If the laws and the rules are changing, not constantly, but certainly it feels like on an annual basis, some significant changes are being made at the federal level, sometimes the state level, but most often the federal level, that really require people to have, you know, not spend a ton of time each year thinking about their plan, but certainly revisiting it on an annual basis to make sure you're staying on track I think it's an overall recommendation that we'd have for everybody. Make sure you pay attention at least once a year to have a little focused conversation. And put a little effort into your plan, measuring it, making sure that it's still on track. Because, you know, gosh, we certainly, our clients are protected from that. We do those kind of annual meetings at a minimum and update and adjust plans as the rules change and as needed.
As needed. That's the key, isn't it? All right, Jeremy, let's jump into some of these questions here while we still have some time. Folks have been busy sending us questions. Well, James is up first. He's in Saco. James is wondering, he said, over the years, I have amassed a few traditional 401ks from three previous employers. Now, I'm in my mid-50s, and I'm trying to figure out if I can consolidate them easily or what the best way of going about that was. Any advice?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. And this is one of the most common things that happen to new people when they come into our offices. They've got a variety of old statements, old 401ks, perhaps some old IRAs, whatever it would be. Consolidation is, without a doubt, the number one thing to recommend in that situation.
Sure.
Especially if it's still in a 401k. people don't realize it's usually a process to get money out of these accounts, and it can take a while. And sometimes you need the company's approval to move the account. I've got a horror story I can share with you. Unfortunately, it was a new client of mine a few years back. She had a 401k from an employer that she hadn't worked at for over 25 years.
Oh my.
And so we did all the effort. It took us almost a year to get that money freed up and under her own control.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it just was a nightmare. Nobody at that former company wanted to sign off on the paperwork saying that she worked there, that she was an employee, and that she had a right to this account, because nobody knew her and they hadn't known her for decades.
Yeah.
So it's definitely, I mean, that's not every day by any means, but I think it illustrates the point that you've got these old 401ks. We definitely want to consolidate them, if nothing else, just to make sure they're under your control and easily accessible to you should you need them or should you want to invest them in a different way.
Well, and
on top of that, too, yeah. I'd recommend you've got to measure and monitor these things. We've got to pay attention to these accounts. They don't just grow naturally on their own without a little bit of attention. Very little in life grows or achieves the goal that we want to if we just let it, you know, kind of grow by the wayside and not right. think about it at all.
Well, and again, in this situation, what this proves is that you do the heavy lifting for us. You help us track these things down. Mm. You've got the wherewithal to make that happen. And again, that's really one of the benefits of working with an independent fiduciary advisor such as yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And I certainly hope I didn't give any indication of any kind of shame in that situation.
Oh, no.
I understand that people come in and life gets busy and you forget. You get your 401k from, you know, your three previous jobs.
Yeah.
I think there's a stat. I can't remember the exact details of it, but the average American has 7 or 8 different jobs over the course of their lifetime.
Yeah, so that sounds about right.
Having a couple of old 401ks hanging around, I mean, pretty commonplace these days, but definitely want to get that under wraps and get it under control. We can help measure and monitor and make sure your money grows as effectively as possible.
All right, James, there you go. Why don't you give us a call right now? We'd love to hear from you. 833-856-1384. Helen is in Holton and is wondering, she says, I'm 53 and concerned I'm not diversified enough. I have both international and domestic stocks, but at the moment, that's all. Should I look into real estate investments or precious metals? Thanks. Appreciate your tips every week.
Oh, wonderful. I'm actually from Holton as well. So,
oh, wow. Okay.
It's great to have a fellow Mainer from up there calling in, asking a question. Being diverse is extremely important. International and domestic stocks, you know, can be good. There's a lot of different ways to look at diversifying portfolios, not just, you know, having stocks, of course, they can be bonds, real estate investments. A lot of people are asking about precious metals these days, to be sure. A lot of people want to get into gold, and there could be good reasons to do that, but we certainly want to caution people before they put too much of their money into those precious metal types of accounts. You know,
well,
we
it always seems
long-term
Jeremy,
growth.
Jeremy, I mean, again, I don't mean to interrupt, but when you talk about precious metals like that, I mean, every time the economy starts to burp, all of the commercials are just precious metals, gotta get gold, bet gold, get gold. It's like, oh, goodness gracious, you know?
Right. They make it sound so simple and like it's the smartest thing you should ever be doing.
Yeah.
And the reality is, if you look long-term, most of these precious metal investments, man, it's hard to make a case for it from a growth perspective, you know, and people want to do it for protection. And I get that. But, you know, we want to make sure we have a really comprehensive conversation about that. It's not just a knee jerk reaction that you put all of your money into gold or silver or whatever sort of thing it might be. Getting sold from a TV commercial with, you know, bells and whistles and people yelling and screaming at you is not necessarily going to be in your best interest. I've got precious metal in my portfolio. I think it makes sense. I do it for a lot of different reasons, mostly because I actually just enjoy having that kind of collection. There's lots of different reasons why you might get into it. We also want to be careful in some of the details. People have IRA certificates that can hold precious metals, and what they don't realize is they cannot actually hold the physical metal. Otherwise, it's considered a disbursement by the IRS. So
have
to be really careful. Some of these commercials are, you know, make it seem so easy, but holy smokes, if you take possession of that account it's within an IRA certificate, it's considered a disbursement and fully taxable event. So,
but what
again,
am I going to do with a gold bar sitting in my safe? I mean, I can't go, and I'm not going to go to the store and scrape off a little bit. Here, take that.
Yeah. No, I actually just met with a client and they inherited this. They didn't do this for themselves, but they inherited 5 gold bars. It was super interesting.
What's that story?
I told him, and he asked me what to do with them. He goes, what kind of safe should I buy? I was like, I don't know. If it were me, I inherited 5 gold bars. I'd probably put it right out on my kitchen table as a centerpiece. You know, I mean, I can't imagine anybody's going to, first of all, if a burglar comes in, I don't think they're going to think that's real.
No.
And you only have friends and family come into your house. So heck, that's a good talking point at dinner parties.
Of course it is. That's great. But you were able to help him out and do something that was meaningful then, right?
Yes, and he did, in fact, buy a safe, of course.
All right.
I don't think he's going to keep it on the kitchen table. But again, adds a nice, diverse portfolio. Those 5 bars, just by the way, were worth over $250,000.
Wow.
So it's pretty cool to kind of experience that. And it's fun. But we want to have it make sure it makes sense in your overall portfolio. Diversification, international domestic stocks, precious metals, I'm all for it. It makes sense. But we got to be smart about it. There's some details that, of course, really matter.
Helen, give us a call, 833-856-1384. Let's see, we got time for another one here. Let's go to Stephen.
Oh, great.
He's in Ellsworth. Stephen says, how should an individual retirement account be managed? Allow it to accumulate wealth and then pay taxes on withdrawals in retirement, or transfer it to a Roth IRA? Should I pay my taxes now and receive my money tax-free later? Can the taxes owed on the rollover be deducted directly from the rollover account?
Oh my
gosh,
there's
so
much here. Yeah, great questions though. I mean, and I love this that we're getting questions like this because Roth IRAs are, coming to the forefront more and more these days, which is great. Many more people should be considering Roth conversions. If you've got 401ks or IRA accounts that have been around forever, hopefully they served you well during your working years. But certainly when you get into retirement, moving them from what I call always tax accounts to never tax accounts makes a lot more sense for a lot of people, or is making more and more sense for a lot more people these days. And that's what a Roth IRA account is. It's a never tax account. Even when it grows from $10,000 to $20,000 or $100,000 to $200,000, it's all tax-free. It'll never be taxed, never be penalized. I can't say enough good things about Roth IRAs. So should you consider doing it? Absolutely.
In fact, we are up against the clock already. This has been very fast today. Let's go ahead and invite folks to call one last time.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, folks, here it is, a great opportunity for you. Get that financial roadmap put together. Let the team at Northern Alliance Financial, let Jeremy take things that are complicated, break them down into something that really just makes sense. A practical financial review? Yes. 833-856-1384 is how it gets going. You get that comprehensive financial review. You see where you are today, but more importantly, it does become a roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be in retirement. 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384. Well, Jeremy, as always, a pleasure, and we will connect once again in a couple of weeks. But until then, have a good one, huh?
I look forward to you as well, Steve. Take care.
Thank you. We want to thank everybody for listening, too, and we appreciate that. We're going to come back next week with new topics and questions and more here on Financial Safari.
Investment advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific opportunity, offering, or issuer. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Each individual investor situation is different, and any ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. No legal or tax advice is provided. Always consult with a tax professional. All rights reserved.